Launching a new product is so risky, especially when it's snacking. And today I'm joined by Louise from Popcorn Kitchen to talk all about crunch corn. So Louise, thank you for joining us. We've worked together for a seriously long time, so I can't believe we're having this conversation about a new category and a new product. So over to you. Talk to us all about Popcorn Kitchen, but crunch corn most importantly.
So we've been corn obsessed for a number of years now, and Popcorn Kitchen has been fantastically successful based on all year round gourmet popcorn and also gifting popcorn, and we've been really successful with that. But I wanted to reach new categories, and I'm always interested in developing new snacking occasions. Now, some of you won't know, but as a nation, we only really like sweet popcorn. And although we've tried to launch savoury popcorn, so our cheese popcorn, and whilst it's deliciously cheesy, it doesn't sell very well. And the reason why it doesn't sell very well is because we're just not used to it. We're a nation of sweet popcorn snackers. So for me, it was all about how do I enter and get some of the action that the big savoury boys and girls get. And it was a visit to Seville,
where
I started to understand about this corn snack.
Amazing.
So I don't know if you've been to Seville, have you?
No, I haven't. It's on my list of places to go, though. It definitely is.
It is fantastic, cosmopolitan. It is flavours, the smells of the city. It's very foodie. It's very cosmopolitan. And at midnight, people are still going out for dinner and snacking and drinking. And it's just a fantastic place. Anyway, so 2 years ago, I went to Seville because one of my friends said to me, you've got to go and see La Feria. And La Feria is a huge Spanish tradition, and families from all over Seville go there to celebrate and be together. And it is amazing. It's like 50,000 weddings all at the same time.
Oh, wow.
with all the families there. It's just amazing. And it's a sight to see. So I'd absolutely recommend going. And while I was there, clearly I needed some snacks and I needed a little drink. And so I ordered a drink and I said, I'd like some local snacks. And there before me was this giant corn. And I went, oh my word, I have got to try and bring this back to the UK.
Yeah.
I think this will be perfect for the snacking categories, perfect for a pub snack, and to enter the snacking arena that currently Popcorn Kitchen just doesn't perform in. So that's what I did. It's taken 2 long years of hard work and also research. So we don't really do research at Popcorn Kitchen because we've got no budget. But we were able to do some research about savoury snacking categories and to find out actually what consumers really wanted from a savoury snack.
Yeah.
And the insight was really, really good. It was really interesting because for a long time, corn snacks and corn mixes have been very small pieces. There's quite a lot of fillers in there as well. So, you know, consumers are looking at this going, they know that it's a cheaper ingredient. And actually what consumers really like to do, they like to snack one piece at a time.
Oh, that's
so
good,
the bigger
fact.
The pieces, it's a great fact.
Yeah.
So one piece at a time, and they like to savour each of those pieces. So from a consumer perspective, we felt that the crunch corn, because of the size, so it's about 4 times as big as any other corn snack in the corn snack categories. And there's no fillers. And we thought that the this research was really compelling about how we can make crunch corn work. And the second part of it was when we looked at flavours, those big, bold, punchy flavours that you get in crisps. So sea salt is clearly number one.
Yeah.
Salt and vinegar, nice and tangy, number two. And then, you know, spice it up a little bit with them the crunch corn, the spicy chili, which is spicy hot. So that's what we decided to do. We decided to
launch
this.
Yeah, which is amazing. And I guess whenever you're launching something new, there's always that, what makes you confident that it's going to land, that your audience are going to love it? And I think when you're saying around, you're getting them to test and trial it and do that initial research piece is really, really key. But there's always that feeling, isn't there, when you launch something, or what are they going to think? What are our audience going to think? So Crunch Corn is now officially launched, isn't it? It's available to buy.
It is. It's been bought.
So the feedback, talk to me about the feedback.
So the first bits of feedback that we've had, so we've got consumers already feeding back, and I got a text message off one of my friends who said, I'm going to buy this crunch corn. And the first thing she said to me was, OMG, look at the size of that. I can't wait to try it. So on our crunch corn, we've got a window. So no other crunchy corn mixers, they don't have a window. We do, because we are proud of our crunch corn, the quality of it, the size of it. Let me get a different one. I'm looking at the same one up. I can't believe that. Corn snap.
Here we go.
So look at that.
You mean that you can see the product?
You can see the product. It's really important, because I think consumers eat with their eyes anyway. So to see the product, so they know that they're going to get something different, and it's something different versus the other products within the corn and snacking categories. We've done a load of trialing. We actually went into our first farm shop just before Christmas, and we Ludlow Farm Shop. So they're the first, the exclusive.
Oh, wow.
And we've already got some really good feedback from them, and pubs as well. So this is, again, clear white space for us. We've never been in pubs, and my local pub took it on, and the feedback has been brilliant. The same, people really love it. It's something different, and whilst it's really tasty, and it's the flavors are really bold and punchy, it's also healthy. So for those foodies out there, the high fat, sugar and salt initiative for the government. So we are non-compliant to that. So we don't have high fat, sugar and salt. So it can be promoted as well. So people are going to get a really good deal out of this product as well. So I feel nothing's ever certain in life, but I do feel that, we've given ourselves the best opportunity and the best chance to make this successful.
Yeah. And just thinking about, so Popcorn Kitchen, obviously we've kind of sidetracked Popcorn Kitchen a little bit, but Popcorn Kitchen is obviously where you started, and talking about Crunch Corn, it obviously goes under that Popcorn Kitchen umbrella. But how do you think about, and how do you balance the gifting versus snacking versus going into a new category, where it goes then when you think about your product mix, your marketing mix, all of that stuff? Because it is always, oh, we try this, and how does that then go with our best sellers that we've already got? So just talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah, so this is very different, which is good in one respect, because we are focused on the categories and occasions that are in completely new white space for us. So that's very exciting. And the dilemma is, how on earth do you actually manage that? So under one Popcorn Kitchen umbrella, but then you've got two very distinctive and very separate audiences as well. Yeah. So Crunch is very much unisex, adult. It's not really for kids, whereas Popcorn Kitchen is a lot more family. So certainly there's a task for the marketing agencies to help us with the content, to make sure that we create a balance of family focus, but also appropriate content for the target market for our crunch corn as well. I think we can get the balance right.
Yeah,
I think it's very distinctive as well, and the feel of the products are very distinctive. They've both got, can I just show you, they've both got the nice creamy, so that's our sweet and salt, number one bestseller in the popcorn. And then
I was waiting for you to get that in. Go on, keep going.
And then you can see, so, you know, in terms of the family, they sit within the same family, but they are very, very different in terms of their target market and their consumers. Yeah. So I think it is going to be a challenge. And then from a gifting perspective, I mean, clearly we have our giant bottles. Sorry, I got some of this earlier, but so it's a bit. Number one best-selling giant bottle. And a lot of our sales go through at Christmas as well. So 75% of our sales go through at Christmas time. And what we want to do with Crunch is to be able to increase our sales all year round. And also we're going to work on some really exciting innovation for not only Popcorn Kitchen for Christmas. So we've already got this arranged. It's already done.
We've also got some about Christmas.
26?
Yeah, 26, and we're only in January.
Yeah, I've been talking about Christmas 26 since October 25. So.
No wonder you needed a break after quarter four.
I know, I needed a break. Oh, my God. Well, you've got to be ready because all the big retailers, they're coming out and asking, you know, where's our Christmas catalogue, where's our ranges, where are the prices? And we will do some gifting innovation with our Crunch Corn as well.
Yeah.
And I'm really pleased to say that one of the big retailers has already shown an interest in the Crunch innovation.
That was going to be my next question. Retail and D2C Crunch Corn, can you predict or can you see which is going to perform better already? I know it's so early.
Yes. Well, as an optimist, and Kate, you'll know that I'm a very driven person when it comes to targeting myself and others. So I would like to think that from a retail perspective that we get really good distribution.
Yeah.
The early signs are good. I mean, it is over to the consumer, whether they pick the product up. It's certainly, I've got lots of great feedback about shelf presence and what it looks like. And people are looking at it and going, yeah, we really like that. We can see what we're eating. But from a D2C side, we've already got a well-served strategy in how we get people come into our website and then how we convert them all year round and specifically at Christmas time. So I'm optimistic and we've got some very ambitious targets for Crunch Corn for 2026. So otherwise, what's the point?
What is the point? That just means Christmas is going to happen really quickly, 26. So just thinking, and that goes on to my next question. So quarter one is so important to set the scene for 26, isn't it? Because you're already thinking about Christmas. We're already in mid-launch of Crunch Corn, or it has launched.
Yeah.
But why does Q1 matter so much when you're thinking about, you know, when we're talking about Crunch Corn launching it in this quarter? It is fundamental to laying those sort of ground, if you like, ready to go into then your busiest, which is quarter four, isn't it? And it gives us that learning time, doesn't it, as well?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, first things first, Crunch is healthy. It's a healthy snack. So the best, you know, people, you know, consumers are looking for something that is tasty, different and healthy. So without compromising on flavour and taste. So so we've got a really strong programme of Crunch for the first quarter.
Yeah.
We're working with the Farm Retail Association as well. So we're members there. They look after lots of farm shops and they've got lots of members of farm shops and garden centres and food halls, which is absolutely our target for Crunch Corn initially. You know, I've got a big wholesaler in Cotswold Fair that they're launching it next week. So again, lots of farm shops and garden centres. And these are the people that know our brand because they already take Popcorn Kitchen. So they already know that we have great quality, we have great service, we have great availability. So they know that they are dealing with a trusted supplier because we've got a number of years experience with them.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of optimistic.
That it's going to go really well. Watch this space.
Yes.
So
indeed.
Tastings. Lots of people will have seen you out and about doing Popcorn Kitchen tastings, being at events, whether it's garden centres. Obviously, there's the trade shows that you're at as well. Will you be doing the same with Crunch Corn? Can people come and see you in different locations?
Yes. And it's starting early as well. So clearly I want to get out there. So my first tasting actually is with Ludlow given that they're the first. But I will be going out here, there and everywhere to do tastings. So next week at the event, the Cotswold Fair, I'll be tasting. They invite all their customers, so there'll be lots of tasting going on. Oh, by the way, my nails. I just want to show you the nails. So we'll be doing lots of that. Tasting is still the number one best way of getting consumers to try into your brand.
Yeah,
it is far the best way to invest for any brand, whether you're big or small, because you want to convert people, you want to get people tasting into it and getting used to your brand as well. So I'll be out there. And the second thing is, the reason why I do it is because you get immediate and great feedback.
Yeah.
And it's really brutal it both ways. But it means that you can then take the learns, you can see if we need to do anything different, you know, if there's a trend of feedback. Hopefully it's all good, you know, but if you do get some feedback on flavour or whether we need to turn the spicy chili down, and we get a few people saying that, then that's something that we need to look at. So going forward, but
and I think that's definitely something that is sometimes overlooked, because we did a tasting actually for you it was last year at Darts Farm, and we've worked together for a really long time now, Louise, and I have your popcorn in my house all the time. Everybody knows that I work with you, and you know, I know what it tastes like and I know the flavours that you've got and everything. But having that consumer feedback and having them directly in front of you when they're trying it, and you can see their facial expressions, especially when you think about MPD, launching a new product, and it's a new category as well. That is so important, isn't it? Like you say, because it is that instant feedback of, you can read their facial expressions. What do they actually think about that product, or are they lying to you?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a product with crunch. The reason why we've called it Crunch Corn and we've trademarked Crunch Corn is because it is a big crunch.
Yeah.
And we'll try and get that across in our tastings as well, to make sure that people are aware. This is all about this is a bowl snack. Yeah. We're not shying away from our crunchability.
Yeah. And so you do the bigger bags and you do smaller bags as well. Have you got those?
So we do a little 30 grams. So this is the target for pubs. So we're going to the pub show for the first time this year.
Okay.
I've got a new bar format for my crunch corn. So we've got, 30 grams. So we did trial this actually. This is a meaty snack. This is not like eating a bag of peanuts and feeling hungry after it. You know you've had the snack.
Is it?
So, yes, because we started out with 40 grams. And honest to God, even the men that I gave it to were like, oh my God, we can't get through this. It's so big.
Yeah.
So 30 gram, and then the 100 gram sherry bag, which is in a sealable pouch as well, so which is handy as well.
Yeah.
So
how exciting. So how do you feel now it's launched? Because I know we've been talking about it for a long time, but now it's launched, now it's out to market. How do you feel? Yeah. Apart from optimistic, that's the word we've heard already. Are there any other words?
Well, before Christmas, exhausted would be the other one. But now I've had a 10-day holiday and a bit of sunshine. I feel so much better, you know. And it's a huge learning curve anyway. Yeah. But fortunately, I've got a fantastic team around me as well. You know, Vanessa and Jill and Emma, they're all, you know, on board, driving this forward. You know, with the website. It's all up and running. You know, it looks really good. We've got Ian Hills on our PR, and Ian Gunningham and Gary on the design of it. So we've got a fantastic team to get the product to this stage. And then, you know, yourself, Kate, and Laura and Phoebe and the team, you're there to take the reins and show consumers what they're missing.
Yeah.
And how we can get them buying into it as well. So we've started off really well. I can't believe how many orders we've already got D2C.
Yeah. And it's taking that idea, isn't it? Born out of Seville, even on the back of the packet, it says it all began in a bar in Seville. Like, it's taking that idea, taking it to market. And then when you see it and people buying it, it's that full circle. I've done it now. It's, you know, it's happening. It's out to market. And I think when you get those tastings, i.e. when you go to the Cotswold Fair as well, and having people in front of you, how exciting. You've done it.
I know. It's brilliant. I'm so excited. I am really excited. And to see it go live on LinkedIn and, you know, on the website and on our socials, it's been fantastic. It really has. Yeah.
And it's a different time of year for us as well, isn't it? Because normally quarter one for Popcorn Kitchen is a time when we're thinking about Christmas, like you say, and we're planning for the biggest quarter of the year. Whereas now, actually, like you say, we've got a new product. So we would normally be sitting backwards a little bit and taking stock and having a quiet moment.
Relaxing.
Yeah,
no,
having a relax.
No chance.
We're not allowed to relax at the moment.
There's no chance of relaxing. We've got to get going. Because,
like you say, crunch corn, healthy January, everybody thinking about new year, new habits. It's such a good time to push it out to the market, isn't it? So, how exciting. Yeah. I'm so proud that you've launched a different category as well. It's just watching, I can see your giant bottles in the background, watching the brand just evolve from what, you know, a limited SKU range to now what it is. And then again, evolving with crunch corn. It's so exciting, Louise.
Yes. And what we're doing for Christmas as well on Popcorn Kitchen, that's really exciting. So we're taking that to a new level as well with a new brand new design and brand new products as well. Something, again, a bit more exciting, a bit more indulgent because, you know, people like to treat themselves and we want to give them the products that they can do that with.
Yeah. And again, your giant bottle is such a good example of that. And I've got a good example to tell you, actually. I've been meaning to tell you and I'm going to share it. I took one of your giant bottles to my gym. Okay. So my gym, you think popcorn in a gym, that's not a thing. I took it in and I put it on the top, which is where everybody sees it. I put a red ribbon around the top of it and I just left it there. And I had so many questions from people going, where's this big giant bottle come from? Where's it come from? And I kept going, oh, just go and look at them online. Like, they're amazing. They've got all these different things you need to go and try. And even with nobody saying a word and it just standing there in its element at that time of year was so powerful, because like you say, it's such a wonderful gift for people to have. And it's about creating those moments, isn't it? And you tell me, what is the popcorn slogan that we all live by?
Popcorn happiness.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we do.
Yeah,
it's all about creating those products, isn't it? And just showcasing that through those products.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, it's a very proud moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So crunch corn, everybody can go buy it on the Popcorn Kitchen website, can't they?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
If they go and look at your socials, they can see all about crunch corn. It's newly out the gates. Again, really exciting if you want to go and have a look at it. Make sure, whether it's a big bag or a smaller bag, you go and check them out as well. And can we find them anywhere else other than online at the moment? I know we've mentioned some garden centres, but is it purely online for the minute?
Yeah, unless you live near Ludlow or they've just gone into the Battersea grocery store, which also they support, they've got big supporter of our giant popcorn bottles as well, then go online because we've got a really good ultimate box there, which means that you can actually sample all the flavours. You can have both sizes as well, so it's really convenient.
Yeah.
Go online and buy it and buy some popcorn as well while you're at it.
Yeah. Double up. Because again, it's so difficult, isn't it, to see which flavours you're going to like. So that's why those boxes are great, aren't they? Because you can test all of the different flavours. You can go in, see which one's your favourite, and then bulk buy whichever and buy some popcorn at the same time.
Exactly. Why not?
Louise, thank you so, so much for joining me.
Thank you, Kate.
I think everybody that will listen to this will find such value in it, because you're such a well-known brand now that sit in your space. You're absolutely flying with Popcorn Kitchen. So to launch a brand new category is such a big deal. And I'm so proud to even have this conversation with you, which is, it's amazing. And you know how much we absolutely love supporting you behind the scenes with it. So well done. I know people are going to love listening to this about launching a new product and how to do it, and the whys and all of those things that go into it. But the last thing to say, please go and follow Popcorn Kitchen on all socials, go and look at their website, and just keep an eye on what they're doing throughout the year, because we have got some exciting things to come in 2026.
Perfect. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Louise. Speak to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.